The number of Iraqis who have fled their homes since the war began has now topped 4 million. The UN says about half of those are refugees in Syria, Jordan, and other countries. The U.S. government initially said some 7,000 refugees would be allowed into this country by the end of this month, but few have made it so far. When they do make it to the U.S., one destination is Atlanta, where two families have just arrived, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
There are eight in the Yonan family, including Georges, the father, his wife, five children, and the grandmother, Ashi Yalda. We're outside the family's brand new apartment in America. She can't speak English, but she reaches out to touch my hand.
He said people from Iraq are not different from you.
Through a translator, this 76-year-old grandmother, wearing a long skirt and scarf covering her head, says her daughter is still in Iraq and she's worried. The entire family heads to the apartment office where the parents will sign a lease, one of the first steps in getting settled here.
Okay. Signature here.
Mazarine.
The father, Georges Yonan, worked with the U.S. Army as an electrician in Iraq. That's why he says his family had to leave the country. His brother, who also worked for the Army, was killed. Then he received anonymous phone calls threatening his family.
He sold everything, like house, like car, everything what he has. He sold everything. When he get the money, he paid that money to get out from Iraq.
In 2004, the family headed to Turkey, but Yonan says life there was difficult. He had no job, a family member sent some money to help them get by, and for the past 2 years, only two of his children were able to attend school.
Sir, can you ask father, please, where Rooney been going to school?
At the International Student Center in DeKalb County, three of the children take tests, and Georges fills out their background papers with the help of a translator so they can be placed in school here. Atlanta and other cities expected to have dozens of Iraqi families by now. That didn't happen.
It's a very slow response to this crisis.
Ellen Beatty is with the International Rescue Committee in Atlanta.
There are literally millions of Iraqi refugees in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and the Gulf states, and they are all in very precarious and dire circumstances there. They are living essentially as illegal immigrants in those countries. So they're struggling economically, academically, and unable to build a new life.
Earlier this year, the State Department said as many as 7,000 Iraqi refugees who are the most vulnerable, those with health problems, single moms, and those targeted because they helped the U.S. government, would be allowed into the U.S. But to date, only around 850 have arrived. Assistant Secretary of State Ellen Sauerbrey says there has been confusion over the number of refugees expected to be resettled.
There was no infrastructure in place to do the multiple interviews that are required under law for refugees coming from anywhere in the world. And because of the concerns of terrorism with the global war on terror, we had to get a clearance of a particular security protocol for Iraqi refugees before we could begin to move any. It's taken time to put all the pieces in place, but now the flow is beginning to move much more rapidly.
After just a trickle over the spring and summer, 529 refugees arrived in August. Sauerbrey says the goal is for another 500 to 700 by the end of this month. Back at the International Student Center, the second Iraqi family to arrive in Atlanta, a single mom with three children, is signing up for school. Botina Mohammed can say only a few words of English, but they are powerful.
Beautiful school. I'm very happy. Yes. America, good. Yes, very good.
Mohammed smiles a little, although she looks weary. She has spent hours waiting and registering. She asked the translator to tell me that her three children were not allowed to go to school in Jordan for the past 4 years. She's thrilled they'll have the opportunity here.
She said back home we were suffering a lot, but I hope when we are here now, everything will change. Because I can see I like the school building, and I think my children are going to learn a lot.
The children from both Iraqi families began school this week. The adults began taking English classes and will spend the next few weeks figuring out their new surroundings. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.